These are the weekly security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending May 14th, 2021. The 5,500-mile Colonial Pipeline system, which carries fuel from the Gulf Coast refineries to the east coast of the U.S., temporarily halted all operations May 7th due to a ransomware attack, which Wall Street Journal sources said seemed to be limited to information systems, not operational controls. Bloomberg sources said the ransomware is a service operator's dark side were behind the attack. The group is thought to have exfiltrated about 100 gigabytes of data May 6th. The pipeline resumed operations Wednesday, May 12th. Bloomberg sources say Colonial paid a $5 million ransom within hours of the attack, but found that restoring the backup itself was faster than the decryption tool provided by DarkSide. And DarkSide has now shut down after saying its servers were seized by law enforcement and its bank accounts drained. On May 15th, WhatsApp's previously delayed privacy policy goes live. WhatsApp will send persistent reminders about the new policy over a period of several weeks, with users losing access to their chat list. After a few weeks of limited functionality, WhatsApp will stop sending calls and messages to your device until you agree to the new privacy policy, unless you're in Germany. Hamburg's privacy authority in Germany issued a 3-month emergency ban against WhatsApp from collecting German users' data, citing upcoming changes to the messaging app's terms of service. The regulator argued the new terms are not transparent, inconsistent, and overly broad, with WhatsApp saying the ban is based on a fundamental misunderstanding of the update's purpose and effect. Speaking of Germany, German security researcher Thomas Roth claims to have modified the firmware on an Apple AirTag by reflashing the device's microcontroller. This will let Roth change the URL for lost mode, which ordinarily routes to a Find My web address. The United States FBI said Monday that it believes the group DarkSide was behind the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline. The group posted a statement Monday that said it was not tied to governments and that our goal is to make money and not create problems for society. As we mentioned earlier, DarkSide has since shut down its operations, or at least said it has. The insurance company AXA said at the request of the French government it will end cyber insurance policies in France that reimburse victims for ransomware payments, although policies will still cover the cost of recovery. Speaking at a recent Paris roundtable, French cybercrime prosecutor Johanna Bruce said that in 2020, only the U.S. experienced more ransomware attacks than France. Belgian security researcher Matti Vanhoff published details of a so-called Wi-Fi frag attack, which uses several vulnerabilities in the Wi-Fi standard to inject plain text frames or malicious code into a protected Wi-Fi network, although the attacks require user interaction or some uncommon network settings. Some of these bugs in the standard date back to 1997. Vanhoef disclosed the bugs to the Wi-Fi Alliance, and many patches from Microsoft, the Linux kernel, and other network vendors are either rolling out or have rolled out. GitHub added support for physical security keys when using Git over SSH, which lets developers send, push, fetch, and pull requests remotely. GitHub previously allowed passwords, personal access tokens, or an SSH key to access Git over SSH, but plans to remove support for passwords later this year, saying they are a consistent source of account security challenges. A new U.S. executive order authorizes the Commerce Department to create cybersecurity standards for companies that sell software services to the federal government and specifically directs federal agencies to authenticate users based on behavior, not just location and password. It also calls on agencies to report on severe cyber incidents within 3 days, with federal contractors required to report incidents to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, aka CISA. In a blog post published Wednesday, security researcher Fabian Brownline has demonstrated how Apple's Find My network can be exploited to become a data transfer mechanism. In Brownline's demo, short text strings were able to be sent back over the Find My network to a home Mac. It's not clear if that could be used maliciously. Finally, Ireland's health service executive shut down its IT systems as a precautionary measure on Friday following a significant ransomware attack at Dublin's Rotunda Hospital, resulting in what Ireland's Health Minister Stephen Donnelly called a severe impact on the health and social care services. Emergency services are continuing operation, and hospitals have contingency plans in place for a paper-based system. No ransom demand had been received, and it's unclear who was behind the attack at the time of this recording. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.